This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 335. Don't let the speaking examiner fool you. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we talk about a very useful and interesting question about the IELTS speaking examiner so you won't get thrown on test day.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Hey, I'm hungry. That's what I'm thinking about right now.
Well, this is our last recorded episode for today. So after this, you get to jump up. What are you going to have for lunch today?
I'm going to have some leftover pasta. I don't know if our listeners realize how amazing leftover pasta is. Like, for some reason, like, stuff like spaghetti and lasagna, like, it's so much better the next day. Right?
I like it. I like it the next day. I don't really like leftover pizza. I don't like cold pizza. I hate cold pizza.
I love cold pizza. Ew. That is like the, you know, that it harkens back to my university days, having like a piece of cold pizza for breakfast.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
it. And James loves cold pizza too now as well. James and I share our love for leftover Italian dishes and cold pizza.
Well, that's good. I hope you enjoy that lunch. That sounds good.
Are you going to have something better than leftovers, Lindsay? Is that what's going on here?
I had my lunch, and I had a lovely peanut butter and banana sandwich, which is a classic. Love that.
Oh, God, that sounds disgusting. Wasn't that like Elvis's favorite sandwich?
Oh, well, that makes me feel so much better about
it.
There you go. He was a cool guy.
You had like a rock star lunch. That's why you sound so upbeat.
I had a rock star lunch. Always serves me well.
Guys, you know, speaking of rock stars, that is like, it's become an idiom as an adjective in English. So this would be super cool to use on your speaking test. Just to be like, I felt so rock star. Like using it as an adjective like that. Or I had a rock star night. I had a rock star lunch. So yeah, that would be very impressive on the exam.
That would be awesome. And you would be the star of the day.
Totally. Very cool. Totally. So we have a lot of rock stars in our course. And
yes,
I have
do.
Recently been sort of exchanging messages with one of our Three Keys rock stars. So some really important ideas came up in this exchange, and we wanted to share it with our listeners today.
Awesome. So what did our student ask in the Facebook group? So guys, to remind you, you do need to be in the course to get into the private closed Facebook group. But as soon as you join, you get a chance to introduce yourself and you're immediately welcomed by other students in the class. And today we have one of the questions that one of our students asked in there.
It was a really, I learned so much just by looking at things from student perspectives, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked recently about being able to like add and, you know, like put more material in our course and change things as we go. And this is how we do it because, I mean, we're teachers. Like I know everything there is to know about IELTS at this point. And so sometimes it's easy to forget that someone else doesn't know everything. Right? So this fills in a lot of gaps. Okay. So he said, I've never taken IELTS. Speaking of speaking, I'm wondering if the examiner responds, like just saying, oh, I see, or okay, while the examinee speaks. So that's a good question.
Good question.
Like, I've never been asked that before.
Yeah. And I like this question because this is all about knowing what to expect on test day, right? And that's what we help you guys do, to be ready. So there are no surprises for you, because that's part of getting the score you need, is staying calm and being prepared, knowing what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, recently we had Juliana on the show, and she increased her listening score by a whole band point and a half to a 7.5. I mean, no, wait, 8. Sorry, an 8. And, no, wait, 8.5. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It keeps getting higher.
Okay, so anyway, so increased her speaking score, 8 and higher. And she said that one of the main reasons was because she knew what to expect this time. After taking our course, she knew that the nice British person was going to say this, and she had to do this. And it was just old hat, if you want that. Another idiom there. So, yeah, so that's this. I mean, this question is so awesome because it shows he's really thinking about what's going to happen on test day, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a really good question.
Yeah, he's envisioning himself in that room, and that's what we need to be doing. Yeah, love it.
Exactly. So my answer was the examiner should not say anything while you speak necessarily, but will sometimes say or huh at the end of your answers. And then he replied, and this is also just a perspective I wouldn't have thought of. So he replied by saying, so examinees are speaking to like a live recorder. As you might know about TOEIC, recording is how TOEIC works for the speaking test, and TOEFL for that matter, which I really hate and cannot deal with. However, I think eye contact is still there helping examinees. And that's a good point. So I immediately reassured him by saying, it's not like you're speaking to a living recorder, I promise. It's not like TOEFL or TOEIC. It's a real person in front of you talking, and they're responding with their face, right? With their gestures, with their hands, and they're directly asking you questions. And especially in speaking part three, guys, it's supposed to be more of a conversation. Okay. Uh-huh. Of course, okay. Like, you can't ask the examiner questions, but according to your answer, the examiner will formulate more of a spontaneous question that's not listed in front of them. They are going to respond to you with a question about what you said. So it does become more of a conversation in part three. If you are wondering what exactly happens on test day and what exactly the examiner wants to give you the highest scores for speaking and writing, check out our online course now, available right now at allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, I love that. This is important to note, especially if you come from a culture where you are always expecting, well, specifically in the first couple parts of the speaking test, if you come from a culture where you're always expecting feedback for some kind of verbal feedback after everything you say in daily conversation, it might feel awkward just to have the examiner not say anything back to you. You might think that something's wrong, but if you're listening today, you'll know that that's not the case. Nothing is wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's why just knowing what to expect is so important, right? I mean, like you said, if you're expecting something that doesn't happen, if you think it is more of a conversation, and then you think there's just this stone-faced person that hates me, that's why they're not talking to me, right? Like, that's why they're not responding to what I'm saying, then that's going to destroy your confidence. And then you're just kind of, can I say screwed? No, I can't say that. And then you're just kind of,
that's okay. You're in trouble. Yeah.
You're in trouble. There you go. You're in trouble for the rest of the exam. I mean, sometimes candidates, they really get stuff wrong and it throws them for a loop right away in speaking part one. And then, like, honestly, they're just ruined for the rest of the exam. It's like part two comes along and they don't even try to hit 2 minutes because they're already convinced that their score is low, even though they haven't even like tried yet.
Oh, wow.
So this is the takeaway from today, guys. Know what to expect. And especially as far as speaking and writing goes, you need to know what the examiner expects from you in order to give you high scores. So you can always go to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, In the search bar, you can type examiner and you can get so much information about what to expect on test day. And just a reminder for students in our course, this is in the bonus section and part of the speaking and writing modules where it outlines exactly what you have to do to get high scores.
I love that. I love that. And this was such a good question. So relevant and so important. All comes back to knowing what to expect and walking in there in a calm state of mind and walking out in a calm state of mind, too.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, just be armed with this knowledge, guys. And again, if you want to get into our course and just have all of this information at your fingertips, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Excellent. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, Jessica. Well, thanks for this tip. This one has been good. It's been short and sweet, but very useful.
Very useful. Every show is very useful.
Every episode is useful.
Listeners, if you would like a recommendation for some funny movies, I was just about to go into a song from Monty Python, The Meaning of Life. And if you watch that movie, you will understand why. So there's a little riddle for you. Something Lindsay just said is just like a song from that movie. So
that's
your homework. Go watch that movie. Figure out what song I was going to sing.
Excellent. Excellent. I'll have to figure that out too. I don't know.
I'll tell you when we're done recording. It's fine.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, let's finish up then because I want to know. Okay. All right, bye, Jessica. See you soon.
Bye, Lindsay. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.